A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the Luke and Pete Show with me, Pete Donaldson, and Luke Moore is back. Oh, baby. Is this the crispest kind of click in a song possible on our theme tune?
It's a great click.
It's a great click, isn't it?
Yeah, speaking of great clicks, you, Mark, and Alex last week.
Yeah, indulgent.
That was, this is going to be a return to normality, much to the disappointment of many a listener, I expect.
Okie dokie.
That was great fun, though, wasn't it? I enjoyed listening to it.
I had a bit of a giggle. Yeah, it was nice to kind of settle into those old kind of roles. 15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's nice to revisit.
Lots of people would say that you don't look that like old enough for that to be the case, Pete.
I have a reputation of looking younger than my years. I'll have you know. So it's ridiculous. I know. I'm doing my best to dress like a granddad, but. To try and up those, but...
I think you're one of those people who's ageless.
Yeah, but then also, ageless, I look like everyone. Someone I care about greatly, more than most people, I would say, said that I remind her of the granddad from Up recently.
Yeah, I can see that with your manner. Your manner.
You
can be quite grumpy, and you go to grumpiness very quickly.
But that's not... He's grumpy all the time, because he's got reasons to, because he's got a deceased wife.
Yeah, I'm saying you're grumpy all the time and you don't have reasons to.
No, I do have good reasons to because I hang out with
it's
people
one
like
me.
You.
Yeah, it's one of the me. It normally exactly. is, isn't it? Yeah. It's Luke and Pete's show. It is Monday, the 9th of March. Can I ask you one question, by the way,
Hello.
Pete? At the risk of sounding like the oldest man, I am the oldest man in the room.
Okay.
Where's the year going? Where is the year going?
What do you mean, where's the year going?
It goes so fast.
Do you reckon? I think it's going quite slow. I'm emotionally in April.
Really? It's because it's your birthday in April, of course.
It is, yeah. So I'm emotionally there.
Is it going quite slowly for you because everything is building up to the sweet release of death?
I mean, as an asthmatic and an occasional steroid. I was just going to say occasional steroid user makes me sound like I'm juicing. An asthma based steroid user. I'm just worried about this virus.
Are you particularly at risk?
I am. So I just want to get to summer where everyone just stops getting the flu generally, and we'll all be all right. All be all right.
I think summer will hopefully make it go away.
Makes a lot of the blues go
imagine
away.
Imagine if I went onto like a news program and like a talk expert talking head just said that. And Mr. Moore, what do you make of this so far? I hope that, and I think that when it gets to summer, it will all go away.
Yeah, because Italy's quite warm, isn't it? And look how they're dealing with shit.
How are they dealing with shit, Donny?
It's just on full lockdown. They just went, right, nobody's leaving. And then there was like this train that was leaving, and it was the last train before the lockdown. So everyone was just running to get this train out of Hellsville, Italia.
It's awful what's happening there.
Doesn't
it
sound like a lockdown, though, does it?
No.
Right, there's a lockdown, but there's one train leaving out of the lockdown,
and
you got to get it.
Yeah, this almost sounds like you're doing it on purpose. That's what I'll be thinking. But Pete, so it's obviously tragic what's going on, and we wish everyone a happy and healthy recovery.
A happy corona.
Yeah, but. You look at stuff like that and you go, oh, that's exciting, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's exciting.
It's a bit... I don't watch a lot of films about the apocalypse. I find them quite dull because I live my apocalypse every day.
Yeah.
And so, I, you know...
I'm and it is dull.
And it is dull. It is quite boring. I don't watch a lot of those films. So when I see sort of like things like that happening, I sort of go, oh, it's a bit horrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's genuinely chilling.
In terms of getting away from things that are chilling...
Right.
I think it would be remiss of us. Now, I don't know if we did this last year.
Right.
I can't remember. No one listening will be able to remember other than those crazy people on Twitter who tell you off for everything.
Mm.
But did we do Crufts last year?
I don't think we did, no. Unless you...
It's so good.
Because you're like an avid kind of Sunday television watcher, if you're in.
That's what Sunday's all about, mate. Mm. I don't really want to be doing anything post 4, 5pm on a Sunday. Mm. I mean, a lot of time I have to do a lot of prep for shows we're doing this week or in the week, or we have to make sure we're across all the football, all that kind of stuff. I don't really want to be doing things post 4, 5pm on a Sunday. I want to be watching TV, I want to be relaxing, I want to be reading, I want to be doing something a little bit kind of chilled out to prepare myself for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And Crufts is perfect for that. The thing about Crufts, I mean, if you didn't watch it, you've seen it before, right?
Yeah.
You know what it is.
I saw a dog going mad.
Yeah. It was
quite a big dog. I think sometimes they just, at Crufts, they bring in, like, in many ways, like in X Factor in the noughties, where Simon Cowell would put through an idiot.
Yeah.
Just to keep...
It was quite exploitative, you know, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was quite exploiting mentally ill people. Yeah, they sometimes feature a dog who just will not do what it's told. It's not had any formal training, it seems, and it just gets too excited and refuses to do the little assault course.
Well, the one that the Twitter video that went, I mean, I need to take your advice on this. Do people still say it went viral?
I've not heard viral for a little while.
The video clip that went around the internet
received penetration.
Yeah.
The dog that received penetration
got a lot of market cut through. was a dog grabbing the little beam from the jump thing.
Oh, yeah, he just went mental.
But that was a rescue dog. They bring in to show them and go, look, these are loads of dogs that aren't the best of their breed or they aren't a great example, but they've been rescued and they're looking for homes. And that dog just went mental. It wasn't supposed to be there as a performer.
Oh, right. So that wasn't, it wasn't like, let's run through here, but the dog just grabbed it and ran off with it.
No, sadly. Well, that did happen, but I think it was kind of expected.
Brilliant.
But the thing I was going to say was, when you watch Crufts, it's easy to forget. So they interview, obviously this sounds ridiculous, but you know what I mean. They don't interview the dogs. They don't spend any time with the dogs, really, apart from the dog just sits on the sofa in the interview room and just says nothing and just sits there.
What's the dog like?
Sometimes have a treat.
Well, he's quite well behaved.
Oh, they always go, oh, he is so naughty. You wouldn't believe how naughty. Is he really naughty? Because I've seen dogs that all, you know, attack kids and stuff.
Yeah.
Is he really naughty? Yeah. Do you mean that sometimes that when you don't give him a treat, he barks? Because that ain't that naughty for a dog.
When dogs attack humans, we never get the names of the dogs.
No, because I think it seems frivolous. I think if a dog has attacked a human being and has had to be put to sleep, I think it's frivolous if the human being's been injured
name the offending dog.
Yeah, to say that, oh, and Tiddles.
Tiddles?
Imagine it's called Tiddles.
Tiddles the dog.
But anyway, what I was going to say was, it's easy to forget, and you must always remind yourself when watching Crufts.
I must always remind myself.
The dogs don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
The dogs don't have any idea why they're there.
No.
They're just doing it for a treat. So they keep looking up, and the owner's normally got a little pouch on its belt and gives them a treat.
A little treat.
So if you walk up and down there with me, I'll give you a treat at the end. That's why they're doing it.
Yeah.
But they're not doing it any other reason. They don't even know why they're there, right? And nothing will typify this more than when the dog that won Best in Show, the big prize last night in Crufts, celebrated by doing a gigantic turd right in the middle of the floor.
Oh, I saw that. Was that the winner? I saw the turd. I saw the offending turd.
Well done. Handshake, trophy, little ruffle of the dog.
Shit.
Walk around, show the trophy. The woman looks down. The dog is taking a turd in front of like 20,000 people.
Didn't Louis Armstrong swear by laxatives and weed?
Louis Armstrong?
Yeah.
Where's that come from?
Well, I'm just thinking that's probably how he celebrated a great gig. Curling one out.
Is that why he had like big mouth?
No, that's because he had all, because he blew a trumpet.
Yeah. Well, I didn't expect you to take it down that angle. That's
no,
all.
I'm just thinking like there's very few sports you can celebrate with a big poop.
That Gary Lineker did it.
Lineker. Yeah.
Celebrated a bit early. What would you also be interested
in? One, Gary.
Would you also...
would
you be interested in the dogs, perhaps? I know you can't dress them up because you've got to look at their outline and stuff, but could you give them little hats?
What do you mean? As in like...
The dog gets like a little hat, because you know when people dress up, if they dress up in a big way, so say it's you know, like a morning suit or whatever, people wear a top hat, or a woman will wear like a fascinator hat or whatever. Mm. Would you be on board with the idea that every dog at Crufts has to have a hat commensurate with the size of dog it is?
Only if it is doubled up with a monocle.
Yeah, monocle definitely.
But 100%. Have you ever tried to get anything on a dog? Any hats?
They're not interested, no?
They do not like it.
But not even for a treat?
Well, they don't. No, they're just like, get it off me.
Yeah.
I reckon all dogs, because dogs look their stupidest and they're least majestic when they've got a corn of shame on. So I think all Crufts' entrance should enter with a corn of shame on, because then you will really separate the men from the boy dogs. the wheat from the chaff dogs.
The final thing I want to say about Crufts is that it's great to hear on the commentary, like a 60-year-old quite posh woman or man.
Right.
Sometimes it's Peter Purvis from Blue Peter. You know that?
Yeah,
he sometimes does it. He does it. They'll say, Pete, they'll go, and if we look at the Bichon Frise here, as she jumps up and down, beautiful outline, lovely, cheerful disposition. She really is a lovely little bitch.
Yes, yeah.
And in first place and bitch obedience champion 2018 will be Philomena Barnes.
It'll strong. Never not be funny, will it?
Strong. It's just too strong. Stop using it. It's just, you know, it's not our word. It's the dogs. Dog's word.
They've taken ownership of it.
They've taken ownership of it.
Oh, did you see that that tweet that the North Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Service sent around yesterday?
No. I mean, in a it's weird in 2020 that that's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you been? Are you aware about what the North Yorkshire Fire and Rescue?
Because I live nowhere near North Yorkshire.
Yeah, exactly.
They tweeted this. It's brilliant. 1:37 p.m. Should be an oink, not a tweet. Tadcaster and Knaresborough fire crews attended a fire to four pig pens near Bramham. No pigs were harmed. The cause of fire, this is fascinating. Mm. This is like some Breaking Bad MacGyver shit.
Right.
But the cause of fire attributed to a battery-powered pedometer carried by one of the pigs to prove it was free range. Right? Right, so it's got a pedometer on it.
Is that government mandated?
Must be is some kind of food standard.
Is that EU red tip?
You're welcome to it.
Welcome.
So a pig's got a pedometer on, right? Another pig ate the pedometer,
because
they'll just eat anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently pigs are really intelligent, but they eat pedometers. Mm. After nature had taken its course, again, another animal taking a shit, it's believed that the copper from the batteries reacted with the pig pen's contents, i.e. the shit, in conjunction with dry bedding, burning approximately 75 square metres of hay.
I mean, that is spectacular. Right up my street. I mean, I'm presuming...
Look at the picture.
Yeah. That looks grim, doesn't it?
Yeah,
looks like an old World War II shelter.
You know, the old trick about where, like, back in the comic books when you were a kid, they would put a burning paper bag of dog turd on the doorstep,
so people would stamp on it. Yeah,
that's basically a giant version of that.
Yeah. I always think that people do not respect how explosive Valium batteries are. Like, bearing in mind, everything.
Tell us more. I've done nothing about this.
From your smartwatch to your computer to your mobile phone. If you pierce that is a Valium. It's not a Valium, is it? What am I talking about? Whatever battery it is.
It's not Valium, is it? I mean, Valium sounds like something you took last night.
Because I can't get it out. Yeah. What am I talking about? Lithium iron battery. Sorry.
Yeah. Lithium
Valium,
iron, yeah.
Honestly.
Your bog standard lithium iron battery.
Your bog standard lithium battery compared to the normal kind of like just rolled up paper with chemicals on it. The ferocity with the way that they go up is incredible. That's why you can only have a certain size to go on an airplane.
Yeah.
But if I just took a knife and stabbed the hell out of the back of your MacBook, it would start to explode in a really violent way.
Imagine,
they start to swell after a while as well, those old batteries.
Imagine
if you
ever
get an old MacBook, it's always like warped a little bit.
Oh, is that because of the battery?
The battery just gets bigger and bigger.
Imagine Pete stabbing the shit out of my MacBook.
Mm.
You've just imagined the summer of 2010. Yeah. Is that why they would come over on the PA on the plane and say, have you got a certain Samsung phone?
Yeah.
Because they kept catching fire. Was that to do with the lithium-ion battery?
That was to do with there was too much stress on one of the batteries. I think it was getting bent a little bit and it would just go...
How do they not get that in testing?
I don't know. Things have to be brought to market rather quickly. I imagine there's a lot of R&D happening at the moment over in China and Taiwan and places like that. Because they've got no outs to do, haven't they? They can't export.
No. Just R&D.
Stockpiling, mate. Research and development.
What I know what it stands for. What
Well, you're looking at me blankly, that's all.
That's just my face. What else have you been up to at the weekend before we
I went to Southampton.
What the fuck do you go there for?
Luke, I know you split Southampton because you're a Pompey lad.
Well, hang on a minute. We're gonna have to get the WhatsApps out because you were slating it as well.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. But it's not nice, is it? It's not, it's like I had a good walk around. It's not It's not nice, is it?
What were you even doing there?
Got to see Southampton Newcastle.
Oh, of course.
But okay. It's very weird. Very, very strange.
That part of the Southampton is not very nice. That's like quite a poor part as well. It's always so fucking cold there as well. Was it cold? It's windy.
It wasn't too. I was in the posh seats, but it was quite windy. But it was also it chucked it down, and the ferocity of the wind and the rain off the sea was, oh my word, it was it was thrilling. But
it's not great.
But a stranger.
How long did you spend there? Not a second longer than you had to.
A full day.
Was it?
Went to watch football, went out, and then stayed in a trial lodge with a naval officer's discount.
Why is your life so depressing? I don't mean this in a horrible way. Like, why do you
sat watching
do
Crofts.
That? I know, but I'm at home.
Right.
In among the bosom of my family.
Right.
Why are you in a travel lodge in Southampton when you don't need to be?
Because I went to watch football and I want to see my friend. He's getting sent to Iraq for 6 months.
All right, well, that's fair enough. See, where did you go?
Thank you for your service. I brought it. Thank you for your service, Peter. Thank you.
Where did you? After a couple of beers, you go. In many ways, my service to the podcast community, is more impressive than what you're doing.
Look, what time? It's 8:30 in the morning. How many things have I ever done in my life at 8:30 in the morning? Apart from the breakfast show that you may have heard a slice of last week.
And by then you're almost finished at 8:30 in the morning.
Exactly.
But where did you go out on the town in Southampton?
To be honest, one of our member, the naval officer, had been drinking since 2 o'clock, so he fell asleep at about 11 on my friend, so we all went home.
Nothing else to do in Southampton.
No, I a lot of dead wasps. I saw so many dead wasps. It's so weird. And then I had a dream this morning, and all the people's dreams are boring. Matt Baker from The One Show.
Yeah, I like him. Seems like a nice chap.
I've never seen The One Show, but for various reasons, I guested on a podcast about The One Show. Mark Haynes from Wrestle Me does a podcast about...
The One Show.
It's called the One Show,
isn't it?
I think it's called The One Show Show.
Okay, right.
Rather confusingly. And people who tweet in get confused. Try and tweet The One Show, but older people perhaps, they end up tweeting a fake account, a fake podcast about The One Show. And so I've never seen The One Show before. Mm. And so I watched two episodes. It's demented.
It's mad, yeah.
It is just, it's just like archive, little 2-minute documentaries VTs, that they filmed like last year.
You know,
it just goes off on and on and on. And I had a dream that I was explaining that I'd never seen The One Show before. And I watched two episodes and it was weird. It was like Japanese television.
Yeah.
And it turns out I was telling that to Matt Baker. And I went, oh sorry, I'm literally preaching to the priest?
To the choir. Yeah, the priest. You know, that's the classic realisation of that happened a couple of years ago when the great Mel Brooks was on it.
Right.
He was on there promoting I can't actually remember what it was. It was back in 2017. Mm. He was promoting something, and he was sat there on the sofa. Mm. And it's happened with Al Pacino was on it recently as well.
Yeah, he's on that. Yeah,
Mel Brooks has sat
David
there.
David Jason turned the air blue with a story
he did.
About him.
He did
being
he did.
Naughty.
And we know how you feel about Only Fools and Horses, but. Mm. Mel Brooks just sat there. I think they went from, I mean, I'm making this up, but it was something like, and now we go from Giles Brandreth doing a 2-minute VT on the letter Q, and it cut back. Ross Noble was there, that surrealist comedian, just doing some mad stuff. And Mel Brooks just sat there and he went, you do realise this is absolutely nuts, right?
You're on, we heard the story of Patricia, who contacted us, hoping to find out more about her long-lost father.
What a crazy show.
I know.
We are the classic.
Now we find Patricia.
This is kind of like the sponsor's break. They have to do something serious. Yeah. And they'll be back to the frivolity of us shortly.
Right. Yes.
We're serious. We just turn the page and we move on.
Right, let's focus on Patricia now, all right?
Yes. Okay. Okay. But this is nuts. I want you to
think back to Patricia. So, whilst trying to help, we've discovered a brother she never knew about. Okay. It's reunion time now. Tish is at the ready. This one's sad. It's sad, this one.
It is nuts.
For the whole thing.
It is.
And that's
nuts.
Mel Brooks saying it.
It is.
Spaceballs, the producers. That's Mel Brooks saying it. Amazing. Classic stuff. I actually quite like it. I know it's not fashionable to say that, but I think it's quite a,
no,
it's just, quite a cool
just,
thing.
No, you shouldn't like it. Sorry, look, I'm not even going to go, oh, no, no, I'm sure it's very popular. It shouldn't be popular. It's mental. It's mad.
I reckon you. If they gave you the gig, you'd take it.
Yeah, similar accent.
Yeah.
Similar presence. Similar, you know, emotional bends happening every day of my life.
But would people be... Would it be jarring to go from a very clean-cut, friendly Matt Baker just to you?
Right.
It'd be like putting Gil from The Simpsons on the sofa.
You have to be on that show a presenter who is so comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, you're just able to sort of go, right, we've run out of time, Miriam Margulies, we've got to go to... You've started talking about politics, so we're going to move on to the underwater photographer of the year.
Yeah.
A man's found an old bracelet in a field.
Yeah.
How much is it worth? Not as much as you think.
Yeah.
The farmer has to have half of the money. It's just like, fuck. Now we're going to look at some disabled mannequins.
Yeah.
Like, there was a mannequin.
Every so often it's just, Canada! I was like, where's that come from?
I don't want to repeat what was said on the podcast because it's quite a fun little show. But and we do love Mark because he does wrestle me with moi.
He did this very show last week.
He did, of course, yes, yeah. He was here last week. But there was this, it was all about body positivity and these mannequins. That were like differently, like kind of pear-shaped kind of mannequins, more realistic body shapes mannequins. And then there's like this Nike do a disabled runner. So like if you, with a missing leg, and they put one of those blades on the bottom, like Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah.
But those blades are like 10 grand.
Yeah.
Give them to a disabled athlete who's in training.
Yeah.
Don't just put it on a mannequin in the fucking Nike shop in London. Like,
it can be. It's not going to get much use, is it?
What?
It can be used afterwards.
Yeah, but by then, the tensile strength of the metal might not be as good as it was straight out of the box.
So maybe you're thinking, just get a fake one on the mannequin.
Just get a fake one. Or just get like a make part of the mannequin the blade. You've already made a mannequin. They make them by hand. They push the fiberglass into the mould. Perverts.
Yeah.
They just want to touch female bodies.
Yeah.
They want to touch bodies.
This is taking a turn. Should we have a break?
Yeah, all right. Fine. We got a lot of emails about one man in particular, so.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Sausages, sausage making can be a very intimidating thing.
Yeah, sausages.
Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com is the email address. We've had a load of emails about Florida Man. I'm going to do a few of them in just a minute. We've had some good stuff about uranium as well, which I want to come to. But if we don't find time today, we'll obviously find time on Thursday.
Yeah, because last week we talked about absolute shite. We didn't have time to do any, we only did two or three homework, so I didn't bother saying another topic.
Also, you were too carried away with yourselves to do any of that kind of stuff. It's fine, it's good. It's a good little break up. Good little break break from the old routine.
I'll bat myself. I don't care.
It's not like you. Florida Man birthday challenge. So what you do is you type in Florida Man and then your date of birth. Lots of our lovely listeners have been doing it. I've got a few here. Florida man jailed after trying to barbecue all the child molesters.
all of them.
That's for May the 7th.
That's a big barbecue, isn't it?
James Coyle got in touch. His one was, Florida man's murder was really elaborate suicide by balloon, which is just strange.
Right, okay.
February 28th, Florida man who allegedly threatened family with Coldplay lyrics ends standoff after SWAT team promises him pizza. That's from Reen in Cleethorpes.
Sometimes all you need is pizza.
Yeah. Look at the stars, look how they shine for you, says Matt. That says Reen.
Dan Pauly has come in with Florida man arrested after allegedly breaking into an office, leaving sign in the window saying secretary wanted $17 an hour. He broke in just to put a sign in the window.
Katie's emailed in with Florida man tries to start naked fight club at Chick-fil-A. That's for September 26th. It's good. It's a gift that keeps on giving.
I do love America.
It's just because apparently, as we said before, the privacy laws are different in the state of Florida, so a lot of stuff can be... This stuff happens everywhere, apparently.
Yeah, but it's
just in Florida where they report it.
Florida man stole a footlong sandwich in his pants.
The footlong sandwich was in his pants?
In his pants, yeah.
That's a poorly written headline.
Because you like footlong sandwiches, they're the ones you have to get made up. It's not much of a crime if you get it handed to you and then you shove it down your pants and run out. I'm talking about Subway, basically.
Yeah.
It's not crime, essentially.
Chick-fil-A is a controversial outlet because they have some very robust and actually quite unacceptable opinions about minorities, yeah.
Yeah.
So, they're very religious. I don't open on a Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
It just seems like that religious companies, and I used to work for a government quango that it was a housing.
Good to hear the word quango. You don't hear it much.
Yeah, it very much died with the Blair years, didn't it? A government quango that helped people move from social housing from London anywhere else in the country where social housing there's a bit more stock. So families that arrive in Britain are families that are finding it very hard to get 2-3 bedroom houses in London or the surrounding areas. Can move up to, for example, my hometown of Hartlepool. So obviously I was the marketeer who'd talk about how important it is as a project. And it helped a lot of people and people were really impressed with the results. And I think there's certainly a view of people in the South that the world stops at Birmingham. And they're scared of anything, you know.
Hello.
And they think that everything.
Nice
north,
to see you.
Everything north of the North Circular.
I would adjust that to Watford.
Circular. Anything outside the North Circular is no man's land. So I think people get a lot out of it, and it's a great project. And I think housing organisations need to prioritise after the Thatcher right to buy
Where's this come from, Peter?
I'm just getting annoyed about the lack of social housing.
We were talking about Chick-fil-A, weren't we?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that we had a quangle that came in that kind of, it was a private company that did like a website to make this easier. The government paid a shitload of money to this company that I won't name. And that I used to work for. I'm not really sure what it's called. Yes, I do know, actually. It's I'm not going to say.
Okay.
But they had like a kind of charitable Christian kind of edge to it. So every time they would do something terrible or outsource everything to Albania for the technical work, which would come back containing house types that we don't even have in this country, completely unfit for purpose, trying to cut corners wherever they can. They would go, yeah, but we're giving a lot of money to Christian charities in Africa, aren't we? It's like, yeah, you can't always justify that. Just bad management by
charity washing.
But we're being very charitable.
Do you know what Quango stands for?
I'm not really sure.
I didn't know, and I think some of our listeners wouldn't know either.
The Blur song. There was a Blur song, Mr. Something, and it's Quango.
That's the sort of stuff that makes me dislike Blur. I meant to say Quango stands for a quasi autonomous non governmental organization.
Privatization by another name sounds like a baby.
I didn't know that, and I imagine a lot of people didn't know that. So there we go. Nice. We've all learned something today.
Mr. Robinson, and it's Quango.
you make it sound really camp. Quango. Much more camp than it is.
Blur were quite camp.
They were quite camp. Not by the way, did you listen to? It reminds me of that tube station gate that used to make the song tune noise. Did you listen to Tom York on Desert Island Discs?
Oh, did he do one, right? Okay.
He's done one recently. It's very interesting. He is the least cool man you can ever imagine.
I was talking to his ex-tour manager, or certainly tour manager. He was looking at a primal screen at the time, and he's had a fucking difficult couple of years, and I think
has he really?
Man, I think did his wife die? I think his wife died.
His ex-wife sadly passed away. Yeah.
And I think him settling into post. I think any man who has to settle into post that kind of situation, sort of fatherhood, and I think he's calmed down a little bit now. I think he went through a lot of stuff.
He said it was an interesting episode. I would recommend it. It was very good. Should we move on to some chat about uranium?
Okay.
Just a quick reminder for people that you said, I think you said last time we were on the show together, that a gram of uranium theoretically has something like 600,000 calories in it.
Yeah, just crib from Twitter, but I'll take it.
Yeah, it's fine. Mm. Well, listen, we've had some nuclear engineers in touch.
Uh-oh. The big boys are here. The experts are here.
Do we
even need them? I like no one's talking about the anti-expert agenda when coronavirus is fucking coming.
Yeah.
Bring the experts in!
Yeah, yeah.
Help!
Yeah, yeah.
We're fucking idiots!
Yeah. What's that? Climate change? Not bothered. Not bothered. But what's that? A virus that might give me a fever? I'm staying in. Chris Summers from Washington, D.C. And I'll tell you what, I'll give Chris a lot of credit. He's a nuclear engineer. He's got a degree in nuclear engineering anyway.
Right.
He lives in Washington, D.C. He's used his full name. He's not saying, I don't care what. He's saying, I don't care what people say to me. He's not doing that old kind of bottle job thing that a lot of emailers do. Go, I've got a story about the police, but I don't want anyone to name me. Good on you, Chris.
Because I beat up a man.
Yeah. Oh, God, I once kicked a wingman off a police car. I wondered back in Cleethorpes in 1997, and I wondered if they're going to catch me, so please just use my first name, Domingo. Mick Jagger got in a bit there. Chris Summers.
Are you saying he kicked a policeman's wingman? No,
my impression started to be a bit Mick Jagger. Right. You'll do a better one than me, though.
Okay, Keith.
Chris Summers says, hey guys, as a guy with a degree in nuclear engineering, a lot of guys in that sentence, Chris.
Hey guys.
I can answer part of your uranium question.
Mm. Uranium girl.
You know that you came and you changed my world. Uranium is used in nuclear fission, which is the process of breaking an atom into smaller atoms to create energy. The energy created is calculated using the famous Einstein equation, E equals mc squared.
The classic.
E is energy, m is mass destroyed, more on that in a second, and c is the speed of light. The uranium atoms are broken into smaller atoms like iodine and cesium. If you add up the masses of the byproducts, it is the smaller mass than the uranium you started with. The difference in mass is the M in the E equals MC squared equation. To summarize, nuclear reactions convert mass to energy. one of the mind-bending but true parts of science. If you find that helpful, consider me for the official scientist of the show. Huge fan of Luke and Pete's show, Chris Summers from Washington, D.C.
I was just worried he was going to disavow us of the notion that it contains so many calories, or it would create so many calories, I think is probably the more accurate.
Yeah, but Dave has followed up with a little bit more information on the specificity of eating uranium. Dave says, hi, gents, finally a topic in the show I can possibly provide some information on. You pondered what would happen to you if you ate a gram of uranium.
Dead within an hour?
Handily, I happen to be married to a nuclear physicist who used to be manager of internal dose assessments at AWE.
I thought you were going to say,
I know what AWE is.
Happily, I've been married to a person who's really hungry and also very much part of the nuclear community.
Happily, I happen to be married to someone who once was really hungry and I left my uranium just knocking about. According to my wife, says Dave, eating the uranium would be slightly less damaging to you than inhaling it.
Oh.
There would be an increased risk of cancer, as the uranium would be absorbed into your kidneys and bones. She did ask if we were talking about natural, enriched, or depleted uranium, but I skirted around the detail on that. If you could have questions about my field, cryogenic air separation, in the future, I would be grateful. Cheers, Dave, who's currently within basic missile range of the Yemeni border, he says quite cryptically. Do you have any questions for Dave, Pete, about cryogenic air separation?
I'm sure he's got bigger problems.
I've got one.
The missiles flying around.
I've got one.
It's the Saudis.
What is it?
What is it? Yeah, it sounds like something to do with clouds. I'm going to say that.
Do you reckon he's doing the old getting the clouds ready for the Qatari World Cup?
Yes, there's cloud seeding. Yeah,
yeah, it could be.
Paul McCartney, though, he seems to be like the man that everyone mentions when cloud seeding gets mentioned.
Is he?
Yeah, because he had a big concert and they spaffed some chemicals into the air to make it rain, and then just get rid of all of the water vapor.
Just pass me by.
Yeah,
can I hear more about this another time?
If you want,
thanks.
We'll have a Google.
We need to get out of here. Let's come back on Thursday though, and follow this up. And yeah, thank you very much for listening to the Luke and Pete show with me, Luke Moore, excuse me, and that man, Pete Donaldson.
Yep.
We'll be back on Thursday with more of this nonsense. If you like the show, 5-star review us all the way. We appreciate it. Tell your friends. Follow us on Twitter at Luke and Pete Show and email us hello@lukeandpeteshow.com.
Call you, Bab.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more,
then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.